The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. He's inside the Emden studio over at Ann Arbor Radio while I'm in my home office, the Webb studio, as I call it. It's one of those, another one of those days where I really miss being in studio, because if I were in studio, my man Charles Ramsey would be sitting across the table from me. We'd be talking college basketball. He sips his coffee, probably sipping some coffee right now. Former Michigan basketball assistant, former Eastern Michigan head man, Ipsy's own Charles Ramsey. Rams, how you doing?
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Glad that you could join us. Wanted to get your basketball expertise and put it to the listeners in light of Michigan adding a couple of transfers. But before we start talking that, man, how are things on the home front? How are things with the family?
I tell you what, the Ramsey household is in great shape. The missus is like a drill sergeant, so she's keeping everybody informed. I hope, you know, all the listeners out there are safe and well. You know, we're in some different times, but, you know, this too will pass, you know. So, all's good.
Yeah, man. You know, I know we have really seen the transfers seemingly just rise every year. And this is before this transfer waiver rule comes to pass. Folks expect that when it is eventually voted upon, that it will indeed pass. But man, if you were coaching in this time, Rams, I mean, you know, it adds a couple of layers of complexity to your job, because now you got to recruit the portal for sure to look for players. But, man, you got to recruit your own roster. You got to be talking to your own guys about, you know, about what they're going to do. You got to be concerned in season about, more concerned in season about how guys view their futures, because by the time you get to the end of the season, man, a lot of guys have made their minds up that they're ready to go.
Well, Sam, you hit on some important parts. I think more than anything, no, it would not be fun for me coaching right now. I'm kind of old school. I might tell a couple of kids goodbye and good luck. You know, as one of my old mentors said, I'm going to provide you with two things. I'm going to give you a map and an apple. A map to show you your way and an apple to eat so you don't get hungry. But, you know, it's different.
Right, it's different now. Right,
ever, it's different to look up and to think and see the University of Michigan taking in three transfers. It just, that doesn't resonate with me. It's different. Now, hopefully, you know, I have all the belief in Juwan as head coach and his staff. So there's a method to their madness, but it's just different. You don't think of Michigan as a university, transfer wise, you know, you just don't.
It's the day and age that we're in now that you're going to see this more and more, especially as you, once this waiver comes and guys can have a one-time transfer without sitting out. One of the things I heard, and this is probably the stance that you would take, I imagine, Rams. I've heard of a few coaches telling their teams that, look, you know, the transfer portal is already here. You enter the portal, good luck to you. That scholarship I'm using, because that, you know, right now the rule is if a player enters the portal, Rams, you automatically have that scholarship as the program. You got use of that scholarship for the next academic year. You don't have to keep it for that player to come back.
No, you cannot. Coaches cannot be held accountable of waiting. That's almost like your wife telling you, hey, Sam, I'm going to go out on a couple of dates. I'll get back with you. Come on, man. Come on. So, I mean, it's astounding. I believe you're laughing at me, but you know it's true. I mean, I believe in kids having rights. Don't get me wrong. But with those rights, there comes accountability. So they need to understand
right.
You can't
You're
have
right.
your cake and eat it too. You can't have your cake and eat it. And as I said, I'm old school. I mean, it's like when I asked my wife to marry me, if she had said, I'll get back with you, guess what? I'm gone. And that, you know, but unfortunately, you have kids and parents that really think that they should be able to go out, court, date, and if they don't like what they see out there, they should be able to come back. It's very hard to build a program and a team with that type of cooperation, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
We so often we forget, Sam, we talk about basketball. Take and think what this would do to college football, or what it's going to do to college football. Think about this rule. It basketball, because the body limits, okay, you may have one or two guys. Hey, football, if you get two or three guys on both sides of the ball that are playing for you, your whole team dynamics get changed big time. And, you know, I'm kind of a conspiracy theorist. You know, there are people out there that don't play fair. Who says that people don't recruit and induce a couple of your star players to their university? I just think that's going to happen. That happened before. So I know now with the automatic one time, hey, and I think that's why there's been somewhat of a slowdown and a halt in the route. Because they had a vote on it.
I think you're raising what some of the pitfalls will be. Ultimately, though, I think that the deference is being given to increasing the rights of the student athlete. But I think you raise a great point about accountability. And the story that is not often reported is the one about the kids that are in the portal with no place to go. And so
I'm saying kids that gave up $100,000 scholarship to go out here on some pipe dream. And guess what? Nobody drives down their street. So now they're left. See, I put a lot of this, parenting has changed too. And the one thing I can tell you in my household, if you agree to something or you say you're going to do something, you're going to follow through. And then at the end, we'll reevaluate. But we're not going to have this iffy-wiffy, you know, type attitude.
What about this, man? I come to a school. I come and this coach tells me he's going to be there for the entirety of my career, and the coach leaves. What about? I mean, you know, that's why I think.
No, and this is my thing. I've always recruited. I've always told families it's nice for you to be thought of in a certain way. I mean, yeah, you come to school for certain reasons, but this question is always asked. If I'm not here, how would you feel about the school? See, I think it's only fair to put that out there. Yeah, you want to be at the school for other reasons. You want to be there academically. You want to be there socially. If you just don't go for one reason. I mean, come on, man. If one of my children is at the University of Michigan, you best believe it starts off because of academic. So, whatever happens after that, hey, happens. But they're going to be there, and they're going to get their degree. But so often, We have parents chasing these pipe dreams of their kids being a pro. Well, the bottom line is, if you can play, you can play. If you're a pro, you're a pro. I don't care if you're playing for John Beilein or Sam Webb. If you're a pro, guess what? It doesn't matter. But so often,
yeah. But man, but what about this? What about this scenario, man? Let's say I wanted to go to Eastern Michigan, and I was playing for Ben Braun, and Ben Braun was my man, and he was pleasant to sit next to on the bench. And then, man, Ben Braun left, and this dude, man, he was sitting next to me on the bench. The sweat was coming off his head, and he's flapping sweat on me all the time, and yelling at me all the time. Maybe I was like, man, I signed up to play for Ben Braun. Maybe what? What about that scenario, man? I mean, it might not be. You might be in a. I use that jokingly. But what if you sign up to be you're playing on a wide open team, and then a coach comes in and he's running slow it down half court sets all the time.
Yeah, I hear you, and trust me, my ears are wide open. But I think that's less likely to happen. You know what I'm saying? Every blue moon, you know, leagues always say this. Leagues have certain styles. There's a certain style in the Big Ten. So if you go to a Big Ten school, for the most part, you know the type of basketball you're going to be playing. The ACC has a certain style. The Big East has a certain style. You know, so you go in well informed. And yes, your point is well taken, but you know, we live in a society, I call it instant. See, I like my coffee fresh brewed. You know, I like to take the time, grind up my coffee beans. I want my coffee fresh. So often, we live in an instant society, microwave. People want their food quick, coffee, instant. I mean, so often in today's society, we don't have the patience to do things and go through a process. We want it right now. And I think our kids of this generation are a product they're entitled. They think they're supposed to be successful without putting in the work. They want it right now. It's changed. It's changed. And so, you know, I still think the programs that stick to some hardened, old-fashioned ways are the ones that, at the end of the day, are going to be the most cohesive and winning programs on the football field and the basketball court.
Yeah.
I just do.
We're talking to Charles Ramsey this morning. Yeah, we're talking to Charles. Let me reintroduce you. We're talking to Charles Ramsey this morning here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. Look, I think the coaches that do the best job of maintaining, to your point, of maintaining their roster, of having some roster continuity, which means you got to recruit your own roster, have the kind of relationship with your guys where, yeah, you can have an argument. You could have some sort of accountability on your team, and players won't have that, you know, any kind of incident like that, be the catalyst for them to leave. That it's just something that happened in the moment and you turn the page. That's really going to test the relationships that coaches have with their players. But, you know, who adapts the best? I mean, this is a new reality. I do think that I think that the players deserve to have more freedom, because you talk about the players wanting instantly. No, man, it's a whole lot of coaches that are willing to jump around real quick to move up the ladder. So that being the case, man, turnabout is fair play as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. But, you know, and absolutely. But you know what? More times than not, on the high major level, when a coach leaves, they have to pay a university an exit fee. See, people don't, you know, I go from University A to University B. I have to pay University A $1 million so that I can go to University B. That doesn't happen with players. Okay, they're not paying any punitive damages. And so, you know, as much as we're not comparing apples to apples, but once again, the programs that remain the most cohesive are the ones going to win the most. And so with that being said, what you just said a moment ago, those programs, they don't have coaches jumping around, going from job to job. You know, the cohesive programs and staffs, if anything, those staffs are losing assistant coaches to head coaches' jobs. But the head coach and the programs are staying intact. So, I think we can do a historical look at this, and it adds up. It just adds up that the programs with the most cohesiveness are winning. Let's look at Clemson.
Hey man, look, you've coached the game, so I have great appreciation for your account for what the challenges will be. I agree from the outside looking in that the coaches that do the best job of having roster continuity are likely to be the winners. But then at the same time, those that work that portal, Oklahoma, work that portal well, Ohio State.
Got a chance to really be playoff
and championship teams.
Okay, well, but they're working the portal. They're working the portal for a pro. Come on, man. Did LSU know Joe Burrow was going to be this good? No, but they thought he was going to be pretty good. I mean, Ohio State thought he was going to be pretty good. Did Ohio State think Justin Fields was going to be this good? Maybe not, but we all knew Justin Fields was pretty darn good. Okay, so and with that being said, these players are going to championship programs, so they're going to play with programs that are already intact and loaded that maybe needed that one piece. And you're right. I'll give you an analogy. I know in basketball, I know some programs that they don't recruit anybody but JUCO players. They want guys only going to be there a couple of years. They're going to play a certain way. We don't want, and it works for them. That would drive me absolutely bonkers. You know, I want to see kids. That would drive me bonkers. Come on, man. But I know guys that refuse to recruit four-year guys. They want JUCO kids. They want grown men. They want guys that are going to be in for, you know, a cup of coffee and gone.
Hey, Rams. Hey, man. Look, the times have changed, man. You're not walking around in skinny jeans either, right? You know, it's hey.
Oh,
you know,
the times excuse my different. Language. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Hell no. Hell no. My wife right, you
so,
know,
funny so,
story,
yeah, man.
Funny story, man. Funny story. Last year, and I actually like the closest thing, you know, I'm an avid golfer. Not very good, but I play a lot. Wife got me some red pants, kind of sharp. You know, my fraternity is Kappa Alpha Psi. I'm a Kappa. Red's our color. She got me these pants, and I looked at them. I'm like, babe, I don't know. She said, these, they have the new material, the stretch material. They're made for the golf course. I don't know. I put them on the morning of the tournament. Like, ooh. Hey, man, warm up to the court. Everybody likes them. And they feel good. So, you know, I'm changing.
Oh, wait, Ram. So you went out on the golf course? Wait, man, did you go out on the golf course in some spandex, man? Is that what you're talking about?
No. See, there you go. You always chase and run with a story. You know, old Richard Pryor. Give him a rope, want to be a style boy. I didn't give you all that. I went out with some pants. Well, I knew this morning was going to be fun. I went out with some pants that had a stretch material in them that were made for movement. And they were quite fashionable. And guess what? I enjoyed them. And so she got me that pair. She said they look good. She got me a peach pair. Come on, Sam. You know I would never wear a peach. But, hey, man, my wife liked them. She got a couple of winks. Hey, they feel good. Let's go with it. So that's kind of where we are in this transfer, in this portal age, as we call it. It's not
okay,
for everybody.
Okay, so, man, so lighten up. So lighten up, Rams. I tell you what, if somebody had said, Sam, with Charles Ramsey ever wear red stretch pants, I'd have said, hell no. But here you are right, adapted to the time. So you got red stretch pants. You got peach stretch pants. You know, you probably got, you know, a stretch pant part of your closet now.
I got three or four pair, actually. Three pairs. But guess what? Two things. Listen, I look good in them, and I play well. See, it's always the same. I look good in them, and I play well when I got them on. So, you know, so if you're going to get a kid to transfer, he better give you some damn production. That's the other thing.
Sam, when you look good and play well, that's Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes put together from White Man Can't Jump.
Right. All right. So this is a great breakpoint. So let's break here, and when we come back on the other side, Rams, I got to get your analysis, your breakdown of Nojel Eastern and of Shaundi Brown. So we'll come back on the other side. We'll dive into that with Charles Ramsey here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.